Joining us now on the line is Jupiter resident Richard S. Johnson, who last week in Milwaukee notched his very first career PGA Tour victory, shooting a final round 64 to win at the U.S. Bank Championship at Brown Deer Park Golf Course in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he joins us now. Richard, good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us and spending a couple of minutes.
Hey, no problem. Yeah.
Well, congratulations first and foremost on your victory last week. You get $720,000 after shooting rounds of 63 on Thursday and a final round 600 par 64 on Sunday. You beat Boca Raton resident Ken Duke by one stroke. Take me through your rounds last week, and then for these last 5 days since you won, what has it been like for you notching your first ever career victory?
It's been pretty crazy the last few days with, been a lot of talking on the phone and, just a lot of thoughts running through your head. So it's been kind of hard to sleep and focus on golf. So it was a little hard to go up there in Canada and play.
Richard, you have an interesting background here. You did not start out as a golfer, and I understand that that you were a competitive skateboarder for a while.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, the press loves to make it up to, like, I was, like, the new Tony Hawk or something. But, I mean, I competed a little bit. I wasn't like I was, turning pro or anything. I was a young kid that's just trying to have fun. And, I did a couple of competitions. But I was like a 4 or 5 handicap, put it that way.
Okay.
Jupiter resident Richard S. Johnson joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Al Taze with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Richard notched his first ever career PGA Tour victory last week in Milwaukee at the U.S. Bank Championship, birdieing 3 of the last 4 holes, including the last 2 to complete the improbable win. And last year, Richard, you finished 165th on the money list. You had to go to Q School to get your tour card for 08. None of that for next year and for 2010. You've got your tour card wrapped up for the next 2 years. Not only that, but you now have plans for this fall to play in the FedEx Cup instead of going to Sweden, which you had planned on taking a family vacation. What is this all? I mean, these are some big changes for you. Has it been life-changing the last few days?
Well, I wouldn't say life-changing. I mean, it's just, this is the life we live in, being a professional golfer. So I didn't have the best of years last year, and this year hadn't really started out the way I wanted it to. Struggled a little bit with my equipment, but kind of got that sorted out here the last couple of weeks here. But, yeah, of course, it's a major difference not to have to go to Q school or, it's job security. It's like anything else. But it's just more the way that you feel that all the hard work that you put in kind of get paid off,
You mentioned your equipment, Richard. You made a pretty drastic change just before second stage Q school last year. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been a blade player all my life and actually went to cavities just before second stage. And it was a big change because, I mean, all of a sudden, if you've been playing blades all your life, and get a cavity club, it looks so big. And I just got the feeling there that I couldn't miss. But lately, it's just been the driver that's been killing me. And I just happened to, I just made a big driver switch here the last 3 weeks. And that's really what turned the most around for me.
What made you make the switch from blades to cavity? Most guys are in love with one or the other, and they wouldn't consider going.
I was kind of just having the kind of year where I was just struggling a little bit. I was just sometimes you just need to change something up to kind of just get a new taste of life kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to try something else instead of just trying to, I've been trying so long with those blades, I figured, why don't we just try these cavities ones here and see what they do? Maybe that's the ticket.
Russ Evans and Al Taze from the Palm Beach Post with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by Jupiter resident Richard S. Johnson. Notched his very first career PGA Tour victory last week in Milwaukee at the U.S. Bank Championship. And Richard, your week got off to a very, very good start. You shot an opening round 63, including a hole-in-one from 188 yards on the par 3 14th hole. I'm curious, what club did you hit on that shot? And also, did you keep the ball? Because I know a lot of pros, they don't make hole-in-ones and eagles as important as us amateurs do.
Actually, I didn't keep the ball. I actually don't know where it went.
See, there you go. You guys make hole-in-ones all the time.
It was a neat shot. I mean, I just came off 3 straight birdies. I hit a 7-iron. I think it was like 182 or something. I hit a 7-iron in there, and it was just one of those that just went straight at it. And it was really neat to see one go in.
How many holes in one have you had?
I think this is 7, but I've been on a drought, though, since 02.
See, this is the difference, Russ, between us and pros. I think this is 7. I would know exactly.
Right. I tell you what, Richard, I know, like, the top 5 times I've come closest to making a hole-in-one, and because I've never had one as of to right now. I'm still waiting. I've been playing golf for 11 years, still waiting for my first. But that's the difference. That's one of the many differences between us and you is that my first hole-in-one, I'm going to spend thousands of dollars on, like, wood and glass to make a shrine for that thing in my house. And you guys, and obviously, you've got to believe that you can make a hole-in-one on par threes because, you know, you guys are shooting for the pin all the time on the PGA Tour. You've got to have that much confidence.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that there's not more hole-in-ones being made, you know, because, I mean, if you look at the odds, I mean, there's 156 guys, you know, on 4 holes a day, you know, that it should more balls should go in.
Yeah. It just proves how tough it is. I mean, and how much luck is involved as well.
Absolutely. Obviously, it's just more luck than anything else, I'd say.
The better you are, the closer you'll hit it to the pin. So therefore, the more times you'll give yourself a chance for that ball to happen into the hole. But the actual act of it going into the hole is luck. I mean, you get it in the vicinity, but it rolling into the hole and hitting the pin just the right way so it doesn't ricochet off is pretty much luck. But Richard, what is it like living here in basically the hotbed of golf in South Florida, living in Jupiter? Tons of guys are down here, Camilo Vijegas and Will McKenzie, Mark Calcavecchia, Robert Allenby, the list goes on and on. How often do you play on off weeks with some of those guys, and what is it like?
Yeah, we play quite a bit together. Actually, congratulations to Will. He had a son yesterday.
Will McKenzie had a son. That's great.
Yeah.
Great news.
Yeah, so, that was awesome. Yeah, we play together quite a bit, but I hang out mostly with the Swedish guys, actually, the Parnevik,
Jesper Parnevik,
and Jacobson. And Willie Mack I play quite a bit of golf with, and Brett Quigley as well.
You know, Tiger Woods is kind of in that Swedish group as well. His wife is Swedish, and he was introduced to his wife by Jesper Parnevik. Once he gets his house built down here, will he be in that mix as well?
That'd be hard to say. I don't really know his routine about playing golf and all that. I mean, the rumor is now that he's, you know, who knows where he's going to join for first of all, but I have no idea what's going to happen with that.
Richard, I'm a Jupiter resident as well. In fact, I believe I'm the only non-professional golfer living in Jupiter. I got to ask you, where can I get some good Swedish food in Jupiter?
You know what? We don't really eat out when we're home because we eat out every week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I couldn't even tell you. We don't really go out to eat that much. We go to each other's houses pretty much. But now in the summer here, nobody's home. We're like the only ones here. So, but okay. Otherwise, we just kind of go to each other's houses every night.
All right. So I'll just show up at your
house. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you just have to knock on the door.
Jupiter resident Richard S. Johnson joining us here on the show. Russ Evans, Al Tayes with you, filling in for Pat Rooney Jr. today. It is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. So, Richard, we know that now you're 110th in the FedEx Cup point standings, which puts you comfortably inside the top 144 for the first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs. What is next for you leading up to the playoffs, and then what are you expecting, you know, the rest of the year for your routine?
Yeah, I got it. The win got me into the PGA Championship next week. Not next week, the week after that.
In 2 weeks from now, right.
Where is it? Detroit somewhere.
Detroit. Oakland Hills?
Yep. Yeah, Oakland Hills. So I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to go to Greensboro, and then I guess we're going to New York for that FedEx Cup thing. There's a new golf course up there. We usually play the Barclays at the – oh, what is the name of that place there? I can't even remember the place.
The Barclays was at Westchester, wasn't it?
Westchester, that's it. Yeah, but I guess it's a new golf course this year, but I guess they're trying to switch it up a little bit to get Tiger to like it a little bit more.
Unfortunately, he's out for the year, so it doesn't matter.
It didn't help him anyway.
I guess that was the plan going in. Well, congratulations on the first career PGA Tour victory. Much success to you for the rest of the year and for the years to come, and we look forward to talking to you again and perhaps seeing you out on the links one of these days in Jupiter. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you, guys.
There he is, Richard S. Johnson.